A Chilliwack resident is planning a hunger strike to end the excessive noise that comes from the pickleball court in Kingsman Park on Portage Avenue, located less than 20 feet away from their home. According to Rajneesh Dewan, the complainant, the pickleball court was placed in a former green space in Kingsman Park with little to no consultation with the public. A representative of the city of Chilliwack says that there was consultation when the park was first pitched in 2018. Dewan confirms this, but adds that the consultation was for a general sports park, primarily basketball, hockey, and soccer, not for pickleball, which has a higher sound decibel than the other sports. After months and nearly a year of the sound, Dewan plans on going on a hunger strike until the court is decommissioned or another location is provided.
And I'm just doing a peaceful protest. I'm not stopping anybody from playing, but I'm just going to sit in the court. I'm going to put some banners up there that this is a hunger strike, and I'm going to make a log every day and put it up on social media. So the plan is that I will continue a 12-hour hunger strike every day for a week. If they don't, I'll go on a 36-hour one. And if they still don't go, I'll go on an indefinite one. I just want them to give me an answer. I will call off my strike the day they decommission it, take the nets off, and start work on it. No more assurances. I've had 11 months of assurances.
In 2018, a pickleball court was consulted and researched at a location in Yarrow that was later turned away due to members of the public and council, primarily Carol Bell of the Yarrow Community Center and Bud Mercer, a city council member, voicing their concern of the noise and hours of operation. Later, the pickleball courts were attached to the Kingsman Park project. The court was resurfaced from an asphalt to a two-tone acrylic surface in 2021. The project was funded by $15,000 from the city of Chilliwack and an additional $5,000 from the Chilliwack Pickleball Club itself. The club and court has also received funding and help from the city's grassroots grant on multiple occasions. In August of 2022, Dewan sent a complaint to the city of Chilliwack about the noise, claiming it has caused physical, emotional, and mental health challenges that has led to the stress of the family's home and thus work environments. According to Dewan, his complaint has had little response or action, although since his complaint, bylaws have been created requiring and recommending that players must use softer balls after 4 p.m. However, Dewan claims that the rule is not enforced by bylaw officers, and that members of the Chilliwack Pickleball Club continue to use hard plastic balls well into the night. Dewan also claims that members of the Pickleball Club have made unsolicited visits to his home, offering to soundproof a room. After refusing the offer, Dewan says he and his wife have faced community backlash and discrimination from the pickleballers. The city of Chilliwack said via email that in response to the complaints surrounding the court, staff have made these changes, which include restricting times of play at the court from 9 a.m. until dusk, installing signage recommending that after 4 p.m. practice foam balls should be used. Staff also reached out to local sports stores, requesting that they stock foam balls for local pickleball enthusiasts. And finally, installing a soundproofing barrier around the court. At the time of recording, Dewan says that these changes still have yet to be implemented. Similar noise concerns surrounding pickleball courts have popped up across the province since the sport's growth. Community members in Saanich, Port Moody, and Vancouver have had similar concerns and complaints about the racket. Their respective city municipalities have either banned the sports outdoors or have strictly enforced bylaws paid by the city as well as the clubs themselves to keep the noise levels at a minimum. The city of Chilliwack affirms that council has approved funding for an indoor pickleball facility that is projected to be available in 2024. Saying, quote, "We know that a large group of Chilliwack residents enjoy playing pickleball, and we continue to work hard to balance the various needs of everyone in our community," end quote. To this, Dewan remains unsatisfied.
The city did not do any due diligence before putting the courts up. Now, the main thing is, simple, we are Canadians, right? We are known for saying sorry. You did a mistake. You have realized that it's a mistake. Say sorry and rectify it. Simple. Saanich did it. Port Moody did it. Victoria did it. Mission did it. Vancouver did it. I have text message from Vancouver Pickleball Association where they said, oh, we recommend a distance of at least 100 meters from the residence. If Saanich can make guidelines that pickleball courts should be at least 100 meters or 65 meters with noise, if Port Moody can do that, if Mission can do that, why can't Chilliwack do the same?
National Pickleball Day bounces into communities on August 13th. To this, in an email addressed to the media as well as City Hall, Dewan says that he will be starting his hunger strike on Sunday, July 23rd at 9 a.m. This story has been brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, telling the untold stories across the nation. For more stories, go to canada-info.ca.